It's the family feud everyone is talking about. Brooklyn pelts Beckham and the very public breakdown within the Beckham dynasty. But is this simply a family dispute amplified by the glare of celebrity? Or does it point to something more familiar, a kind of toxicity often associated with fame, power and image? It's News Talk Daily. I'm Tara Duggan. Away from the celebrity of this story, we want to focus on the impact on the people involved. Brooklyn pelts Beckham took to Instagram this week to air his many grievances about his upbringing, going so far as to say he doesn't want a reconciliation with his parents.
They make mistakes. Children are allowed to make mistakes. That's how they learn. So that's what I try to teach my kids. But, you know, you have to sometimes let them make those mistakes as well.
What stands out isn't the fame necessarily, but the language that he uses. Control, anxiety, and a sense of relief after stepping away from his family. It's language that suggests reflection and self-examination, possibly some therapy speak, and not simply a public rebellion. He describes growing up in an environment where image mattered so much and where boundaries were blurred, if not obscured. He also talks about the freedom he's felt since he distanced himself from his parents. Beyond the headlines, though, what happens to a person who grows up without privacy and with expectations placed on them before they're a fully formed adult? And more broadly, when someone walks away from their family to protect their mental health, how should we understand that decision? Well, to explore that, I'm joined on the podcast today by Professor Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin and a regular on News Talk Daily. Brendan, you're very welcome back to News Talk Daily. From the top, I suppose, Brendan, this story really is kind of as old as time, isn't it? We've heard it before. It's a child falling out with their family. They're searching for their own independence. We've seen this before.
We see this all the time. And one of the main tasks of becoming an adult is separating but remaining connected. In other words, becoming your own person, but without cutting emotional ties with your family. So, you know, across every culture and across the centuries, families always struggle when authority has to soften, autonomy grows, and conflict is almost inevitable in most families at this point.
Now, the Beckhams aren't probably feeling that way about it right now, because obviously for them it's an extremely public issue. Is this, multiplied by the fact that it is lives in the limelight?
I think all famous families find that this constant visibility takes away the ordinary safety of, privacy that most families have. So, you know, mistakes and disagreements and identity shifts generally work their way through quietly in most families. But then for all famous families, they get frozen into public narratives, these big stories that make reconciliation much more difficult in the end.
Is there something particularly toxic, though, about what we're hearing from Brooklyn Beckham, Brooklyn Pelts Beckham, as I must call him? In his statement, he's saying, for his entire life, his parents have controlled the narratives in the press about their family, performative social media posts, inauthentic relationships are a fixture of the life he was born into, he says.
Yes, well, the life any famous person is born into, or any famous family, these issues get amplified greatly because they are discussed so broadly. People rush to judgment, both those within the situation and outside the situation. So it is particularly difficult when, family members are very well known, or all family members are well known to varying degrees. This leads to a lot of anxiety. It can lead to guilt, people pleasing, and all kinds of problems which are magnified under the microscope of public attention.
And indeed, Brooklyn did talk about anxiety, saying he suffered it while having that relationship with his parents, and he describes how it's disappeared now after stepping away. How common is it for anxiety in particular to be rooted in family dynamics? That you maybe have an anxious parent, who, whether that's they're anxious because of the brand and because of public perception, or they're anxious because of their own perceived inefficiencies. Is anxiety in particular, is that something that's really quite rooted in the parental-child dynamic?
So anxiety tends to be problematic when it's conflictual, you know. So if someone has a very big workload, they can become anxious. But that's somewhat different to anxiety, say, within families, when it can be about relational threat. In other words, it's complex relationships. Maybe there's a fear of disapproval, a fear of emotional withdrawal or conflict within a relationship. And that is a particular kind of anxiety that is rooted in family dynamics rather than external stressors. And this can be more difficult to explain, more difficult to resolve. And again, it's something that gets amplified when people are well known, when they are celebrities, and that kind of relational complexity doesn't have an opportunity to quietly resolve itself.
And some people will be listening going, you know, what have they got to be worried about? Either Brooklyn or his wife or David and Victoria Beckham, you know, they've got all the money, they've got all the power, they've got all the fame. But it's all relational, isn't it?
Yes. Look, anxiety, first off, it doesn't always make sense, is the first point to make. We all worry about things that logically we probably shouldn't worry about. But the second point is anxiety from relationships can trump nearly everything. You know, people we're close to, particularly family relationships, where, you know, we're kind of tied to our family no matter what we do, ultimately. Either we're part of it or we very visibly walk away. Either way, it's defining us. And that kind of anxiety can be difficult to deal with, even if a person appears to have so much else going on in their lives, maybe financial security, maybe other good things, maybe a lot of talent. This relational anxiety can pull the rug from under everything.
And is it particularly acute, do you think, when it's somebody who has grown up in the public eye, somebody who's either been a child star? I'm thinking of somebody like Carrie Fisher, for example, who's well documented before her death, the difficult, troubled relationship that she had with her own mother, Harry, Prince Harry, and indeed Meghan Markle.
Well, privacy, in other words, having a private sphere is essential for identity formation in the normal way. So we need to be able to make mistakes. We need to be able to make small forays outside of our zone. They don't work out. We retreat back in. We need to be able to do that to figure out who we are and how to live in the world. People who are very famous don't enjoy this possibility, and therefore development really is different because they don't have that freedom to make the small mistakes that all of us made as we, you know, formed our identities. They don't have that freedom because of the scrutiny they're under. And so identity formation is really quite different when you grow up in the public eye. And that is why so many famous people appear to have psychological problems, because they haven't had the opportunity to develop in safety the way that many, many of the rest of us do, in quiet but very happy obscurity.
And there is a strong reaction, isn't there, when we hear of adult children cutting ties with their parents?
Yes. I mean, you know, cutting ties with parents is a very dramatic thing to do. It is something that many teenagers talk about doing and speak about doing, and it belongs very much in that phase of development. It is not an enormously mature way to resolve relationships, and it obviously should only be a measure of absolute last resort, because parents, even if we cut ties with them, they remain a very formative influence in us as we move through all parts of life. So cutting ties with parents isn't necessarily a solution to problems with parents, although it can give some welcome distance.
Obviously, when those children are being raised by parents who are very abusive physically or emotionally, that's different.
Yes, obviously, in those circumstances, it is necessary to get distance and ensure the distance is kept. But it is important to remember that sometimes relationships can still function. There can still be awareness and so forth. Safety clearly comes first in those situations. But for most families, you know, there is some degree of residual contact or relationship, and it is important to manage that as best as possible, especially if we are to model good relationships for our children in due course.
Is there a good way or a right way to break up with a parent? I mean, I'm a mother. I couldn't foresee, and maybe I'm being really naive, but I personally couldn't foresee any circumstances where myself and my three children would allow our relationship to deteriorate so much that a breakup would be necessary. But like most things in life, there's a wrong way and a right way to do things.
Yes, there is. And certainly making decisions in anger or saying things in anger can be very destructive on a relationship. I think it is helpful to be able to say that you're stepping away for a period of time and to focus on the well-being of both people in the relationship and the functioning of the relationship, rather than having absolutes, such as that there must absolutely always be a close bond between an adult and their children. That is not necessarily the case, particularly with adult children, but also recognizing there are responsibilities both ways as well. So I think as we mature and our relationship with our parents change, we do need to recognize responsibilities. And there isn't really a right way to completely end the relationship with one's parents, but there is a responsible way to create some distance in the interests of everybody.
And how important is forgiveness and reconciliation, or is it literally a case by case scenario?
Look, forgiveness is incredibly important, starting with self-forgiveness and then forgiving other people. We have all said and done things in relationships that weren't tremendously wise. And the most difficult step is owning up to that ourselves. And secondly, saying, look, I did something I shouldn't have done. Maybe I said some very harsh words. I can understand why I did it in the moment, but maybe I need to repair this now. That is the most important kind of forgiveness that will help a relationship thrive. We do tend to be harsh on ourselves in relationships. Forgiving other people is also important, but it's not the be all and end all. We should not forgive other people for everything. You know, we need to take responsibility for our own actions and they for theirs, but forgiving ourselves is often the most difficult task in relationships.
Brendan, I think a lot of people looking at this story, and I'm careful using the word story because it's we're talking about people's lives, a family's life here. They're looking at it through the prism of the shock horror of Brooklyn Pals Beckham making these almost tantalizing revelations on Instagram, talking about how his parents were all about the brand and how, I suppose, he felt like a commodity and he had to act a certain way and be a certain way, and the constraints that put on him and the anxiety that it caused for him. But there's another side to this story as well. And again, as a parent, I'm kind of looking at it going, I understand all of that and the control and the image that the family maybe were under pressure to portray. But then there's also a son who's very young getting married. You know, can a parent be forgiven for maybe raising concerns about something like that when your 23-year-old son is about to get married and maybe not having been in a relationship with somebody for very long?
I think the most important thing is to recognize that this is a family matter. And while it seems almost ridiculous to say this, this is also a private family matter. And whatever parts of it are in the public domain, they are not the whole story from either side of this apparent divide. So I guess it is important not to comment too much about what's happening in this or a particular family. I think it is reasonable for parents to be concerned and reasonable for, I suppose, children or young adults to seek independence. But above all, it would be best if both they and us didn't sort of rush to judgment based on partial information and had a degree of tolerance and forgiveness for what is, as with all families, likely a complex situation. You know, families are complicated, changing entities, and what's seen outside all of them is not necessarily the full story. So I think maybe we all need to do some forgiveness, some tolerance, and maybe sitting with uncertainty in this one.
From a mental health perspective, and Brooklyn Beckham has said he's not interested in reconciliation with his parents, but is reconciliation always the ideal outcome? Or sometimes is that distance or that cutoff the healthier choice?
As with all relationships, there are no absolutes in family relationships. And sometimes in all relationships, it can be the right thing that a relationship ends. And we're more accustomed to this in, say, romantic relationships, yeah, like partnerships and marriages. They can say, look, this relationship has run its course. It was good, but it has come to an end. We are less ready to do that with family relationships because the biology never changes. The people in our family will always be biologically in our family. But we do need to recognize more that sometimes even certain family relationships haven't worked out, and it can be mentally and emotionally healthy thing to step away for both parties. This can happen for sure. And it's difficult. There will always be some conflict as this happens, but it can be the right thing to do on certain occasions in certain family situations.
And when it happens in your family situation, or indeed, you know, a family that you might be close to or kin to, should you try to intervene and encourage reconciliation? Or do we sometimes just need to accept that somebody leaving and cutting those ties is for them what's needed, and to just not intervene?
Listen, the best thing that we can do is to listen to whatever family member in this scenario that we might be in contact with, to recognize that probably everyone in this situation is doing their best. They're trying to do what's right for them, what's right for their family. And once people are trying to do that and are motivated by sort of trying to act for their own benefit and that of the other family members, we sometimes just need to watch this happen and let it happen. I think it's a mistake to think any arrangement or separation is concrete and must last forever. Families change a great deal over time, and what might appear like a permanent separation now in a given family could well be renegotiated when circumstances change. And I think most commonly we see this when adult children become alienated from their parents, but that softens when they have their children and there are grandchildren on the scene. Suddenly the family scenario gets renegotiated, and that's natural and that's good. We need to have a bit of flexibility rather than making concrete forever decisions in our families.
Brendan, thanks as always for being here on News Talk Daily and sharing your insight with us. That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition. You'll find us as always on the Go Loud Player, where you can even catch up on our episode of Who the Real Victoria Beckham Is. Until tomorrow, good luck.